We are continuing our series entitled Kingdom Living. If you have your Bibles, open them with me to 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. We'll look at verses 2 and 3. This series is designed to help you and I understand how to grab hold of our kingdom inheritance. We're citizens of heaven on assignment. We are equipped with authority and dominion. And it's important to understand that you and I will never benefit from power that we are unaware of. We need to know and understand that we have power. We have dominion and authority. 2 Peter 1 and 2 says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as His divine power." What happened to His divine power? You guys see that? His divine power has given to us. We are now the holders of His divine power. He goes on to say, "All things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue." First of all, like Josiah always says, first of all, understand you are not without power. You have the ability to release heaven's power by your prayers. That is so important to know and understand. Let's go to 2 or 1 Timothy chapter 2. Where are you guys going? 1 Timothy chapter 2. And we'll look at verses 1 through 4. Kingdom living is connected by prayer. If I were to give it a subtitle, that would be the subtitle, "Releasing Your Power." There's the subtitle I gave. Releasing your power. Kingdom living is connected to prayer. Prayer is legal petition. Prayer is a powerful kingdom key, not a religious activity. You know, the greatest lie that the enemy has told is that prayer is religious. It's just a religious act. You know, it doesn't take all of that. You know, if you fall for that lie, the enemy has you right where he wants you. The way we unlock the kingdom of God is through prayer. Prayer is oxygen to the believer. Prayer absolutely unlocks and releases kingdom living in your life. No matter where you go, you have to understand that heaven is built within you, and everywhere you go, you release heaven here on earth. Family, not everybody knows that. The reason why we're taking time to go into this subject matter is because there are believers who are living a defeated life. There are believers who are running scared with their tail between their legs. And that is not what God imagined. That is not what God set in place. That is, you know, there is nothing more powerful than you. You are God's heirs. You are a child of the throne. Every force has to bow down to the name of Jesus, and you have a legal right to use the name of Jesus. We have to know and understand this, family. Don't allow the enemy to keep coming in and stealing from you. Greater is He that is in you. The greater one, the victor, the champion is on the inside of you. And you have to know and understand that and begin to function that way. Begin to walk a little taller, get a little more steady, a little more heavy yourself, because you are victorious. Prayer is releasing kingdom authority on the earth. Prayer is God keeping His word to mankind. You know what's so powerful about that? You don't have to guess what to pray, because He gave it all to us. When you and I pray, the word, His answer is always yes and amen. You know, it's when we get caught up in emotion, we start crying and praying things that have nothing to do with God's word. That's when we
Communication with the King. Can we manage to live
No, if the word is searching for. No, we can't. It requires constant communication with the King. God's house is meant to be a prayer place. Look at your neighbor and say, make your house a prayer place. Make your house, Kyla, make your house a prayer place. Make your house a prayer place. Tia, make your house a prayer place. Look at somebody else and say, make your house a prayer place. You have the ability to do that. Jamari, make your house a prayer place. You can do that. You have the ability. You have total control over that. God is calling us to adjust our thinking. God is calling us. He's calling us to shift our perspective. Jesus was so offensive because he made prayer a priority. Do you realize it's wrong for us to look at Jesus and admire what he did? Isn't that kind of weird to say that? You know why he say that? Because in John chapter 14 and verse 12, he said, greater works. You, the authority, who has the authority? full of desire. I'm still full of want to, but I need her to give me the legal access to get involved in her life because she now has authority. And that's important. That is so important. Please don't miss that understanding. Please don't allow that to slip. Don't allow the pressures of the world, the pain of the sickness. Don't allow anything to steal the truth of God's word. You and I have been given the authority because of Luke chapter 10, verse 19. You just think, what happens on earth depends on you. That's not easy to hear. What happens on earth depends on you. You know why this is so, this is such a wild revelation? Is because how many times have you heard somebody say, well, if thou is such a good God, why are there so many babies being killed? If God is such a good God, why are there tsunamis? Why are there so many deaths? Why if God is so good, why are people breaking into people's homes? Why does God wipe out all the crime? You know, he wants to. Perseverance and supplication for all. verse 6. You know, the Bible talks more about praying for the saints than praying for the sick. I don't have time to ask another whole lesson, but if you go through the Word of God, you will see instructions to pray for one another, or to pray for salvation, sickness, or if you know why? Because we give Him access. He wants His children to be fortified. He wants His children to be protected and covered. Prayer is absolutely critical for our lives. There's an arrangement between heaven and earth. God has established an arrangement between heaven and earth. Mankind is a spiritual authority on earth, and God has all the ability to back up what we say. The proof, let's go to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. Now I'm going to prove that out. Crucial. Please open your hearts and allow this word to get on the inside of you. Allow it to add to your being. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. Then God said, Let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Now, what does it say next? Let them have dominion over the fish, over the sea, over the birds, over the air, and over the cattle, over on all the earth. Now, only if God would have kept the us in there, we would be off the hook. But what God said was, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. And then he flips it. It's this land. Who has dominion? You are not lacking any power in your life. He gave you dominion. You can speak to every situation and every circumstance that shows up in your life because you have dominion. Let your neighbor say, you have dominion. Neighbor, can you, my neighbor, look, you have dominion. Don't say you're lying. You have dominion. Please let this get into your spirit. God made it a requirement for man to have the ability to give God access in the earth. God willfully, this is a wild statement, God willfully limited himself. That's it, right? He willfully limited himself concerning the earth. Keep your hearts open, family. Keep your hearts open. Let it cause a revolution to go off on the inside. When God said, let them, he took himself out of the equation and he made us responsible leaders for heavenly transactions in the earth. Dear God, you are responsible for heavenly transactions in the earth. Says, well, God was such a good God. Why is he allowing crime, murder, rape? If God is such a good God, why is he allowing? We owe the world. We are responsible leadership to bring heaven to earth. Asking is prayer important. constantly limited himself. How many people are out there saying, where is God? That's what's in Chronicles chapter 7, 14. I decided to quote this. Let's read it together. You know, I'm going to say something that is just absolutely radical. It makes no sense to the natural mind. God needs you. How many of you have ever thought that way? Raise your hand if you ever thought, you know what God needs? It's too grateful. It a lot. We tie ourselves to our behavior and we disqualify ourselves if we don't function as though to our standards that we put in place. You know what that's called? Pride. God, you use me. Yes, I said that. I thought that God, you use me. I am not ashamed But as we spoke all things to you in truth, even so, our boasting to Titus was not. Oh, that's not what I want. Oh, Corinthians, my fault. Let's go to Chronicles. Let's go to Chronicles. Let's go to the siege. All the words. Somebody got some out of that. Oh, Lord. Keep the roll with the word. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. I got you. I'll read it. 2 Chronicles 14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. If my people were called, that means he's not going to make us do it. We're going to have to choose to humble ourselves enough to pray, to humble ourselves enough to seek his face and allow God access to the earth. We need to humble ourselves and pray. With all of our faults and failures, God still needs us. Everyone who was ever used by God needed some sort of help. Now, let's look at why is avoiding sin so key? Why is avoiding sin so key? It's okay to say sin in church, though, right? In it. Why is avoiding sin so key? First and foremost, is sin causing you and I to disqualify ourselves? Automatically, we don't feel right, we can't do right, we're not thinking right, we automatically disqualify ourselves. I don't know anyone who sins and their mind is on, I gotta give God access. It's a distraction. So what the enemy does is he tempts us to sin, and then he hangs it over your head so you won't give God access to it. Guilt and shame will prevent you and I from giving God access. Now think about how the shit on the inside of you would take place. Think about messing up. Oh no, I'm gonna keep giving access to God. I am not gonna let the enemy take me off for it. I'm gonna keep yielding to God. I'm gonna keep praying. Let's be honest. When you sin, you don't feel like praying. When you mess up, you do not feel like praying. True or not true? Somebody help me. True or not true? It's the last thing you start wallowing on your own thoughts. You start thinking, oh, how could I do that? Why did I do that? Oh my goodness, what's wrong with me? Here I go again. You know what all that is? Not prayer. And he gets us off track. Wants us to focus. He don't care what it is. He doesn't care what we focus on. As long as we're not focusing on Jesus, he can see that for you. He allows color. He allows gender. He allows political parties. He allows where you grow up. He'll use anything to distract a believer from focusing on Jesus. Any excuse you do, you'll take advantage of. Family, let's make prayer our priority. Let's make a decision right now. I'm going to make prayer my priority. I'm going to allow God to use me to get his will done on earth. Amen. If that's your seat, don't just stand to your feet. If that's you, but you are making a decision right now that you are going to allow God to use you to get his things heaven on earth to us. Now, most people value sleep over prayer. But most people would choose to roll over instead of, all right, so he let me pray. It's interesting until we look into the Word of God and we see Jesus on the grace of earth. You know, another interesting thing, when I was studying this out, I had seen Jesus praying in a group. Jesus would go off and pray. It made me think, I wonder if there was the hours that Jesus did in prayer that caused the miracles to take place very shortly. Have you ever noticed Jesus never cared? Jesus never shook anybody's car out. Loose! It makes me wonder, was it the time he spent with his father? First time with his father. Now, here's what he wants to do. You can't believe it's already done. Yes, it is already done. The ability is waiting for you to give God access. If you don't give God access, keep your story. Well, if God was such a good God, why wait? If God is such a good God, why do we have crime? Why do we have sin? It's time to pray like never before. Not because we have to, but because we get to. We get to be a pipeline. We get to be a part of the source coming into the earth. Dear God, God has promised that add to us. When we take on that perspective, when we make prayer our priority, according to Matthew 6:33, God has promised to add to us. Promised to add to us. You and I have a divine partnership set up before us. You know what else I discovered in studying this out? Prayer was the only thing that I could find that the disciples said Jesus teach. Isn't it interesting? Now, they walked with him for 3 years. They saw the dead praying. They saw wide eyed open. They saw deaf ears. They saw people get up and walk and never walk. They saw someone bound for 38 years. They saw somebody who was sick for 12 years. They saw all of this. And their request to their Lord was, teach us how to pray. What an amazing insight. How can we actually get to the book of Psalms 5:23? How important is it to pray? Yeah, I was sure that was your cue. Nice, you're ready. How important is it to pray? It's critical. It is absolutely life or death. You have legal authority on the earth. You are the only creature that bears God's image. You're a piece of legitimate everything. You are a piece of God. I've never heard it like that before. You are a piece of God. need for the miraculous, you choose to expect the impossible to come out of your mouth. Number six, ready, read. Keep believing. Believe the unbelievable and expect the impossible. You know what? Receiving is a byproduct of belief. Number seven, ready, read. Drowns out fear and unbelief. Also, it drowns out my opinion. You know, we are our biggest hurdles. We are our biggest hurdles. And last but not least, number eight. Refuse to quit. You know, all you gotta do is outlast the devil. You know, he's not everywhere. He's not omnipresent. Outlast the devil. Not quitting causes you and I to reach our inheritance. When you're under the greatest pressure, that's when the enemy has thrown his biggest blow. When you're under the greatest pressure, all you have to do is hope.